Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly breakdown for sampler rack-based edit in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB flavor. So the goal here is not just to make a section that drops out. We want a breakdown that still moves, still feels strong in the club, and gives a DJ a clean, readable mix point. Think of this as a breakdown with purpose. It should preserve momentum, create tension, leave room for bass switch-ups and FX, and then point clearly back to the drop. That's the whole vibe. Musical, functional, and proper for a set. We're going to use stock Ableton devices, a rack-based workflow, and classic drum and bass breakdown tricks like filtered breaks, ghost drums, delays, reverse hits, and controlled silence. And because this is jungle and an old-school DNB, we want grit, swing, and attitude, not a polite ambient interlude. First, set the project tempo for classic DNB. Start around 174 BPM. If you want it a touch looser and heavier, 172 can feel great. If you want a darker, more stepping feel, 170 is solid too. The main thing is that the groove feels authentic to the style you're aiming for. Now set your editing grid sensibly. Use a 1-bar grid for arranging, and 1/16 when you're shaping break chops and fills. If your break has a lot of natural swing, don't over-quantize everything. Sometimes the old school feel lives in the tiny timing imperfections, so be careful not to scrub the life out of it. Next, build your source material. For this kind of breakdown, you want at least four things: a breakbeat loop, a bassline or sublayer, some atmosphere or texture, and a few FX hits or impacts. If you want extra character, add a vocal stab or a dubwise phrase. That immediately gives the section more personality. For the drums, a drum rack and simpler setup works really well. You can drag your break into a MIDI track and let Ableton slice it automatically. If you want a more natural chop, slice by transients. If you want rigid, precise control, slice by 1/16. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped out across the pads, and from there you can treat each chop like its own performance element. You can also use one simpler for the full loop. Set it to classic if you want the loop to play back naturally, slice if you want chopped performance control, or one shot if you're triggering individual hits. For older breaks, be thoughtful about warping. If the sample already swings nicely, sometimes letting it breathe naturally sounds better than forcing it to the grid. A really useful chain on the break bus is EQ8, saturator, and drum bus, with utility if you need level control. For the EQ, high pass non-sub slices somewhere around 25 to 40 Hz so the low rumble doesn't build up. Use saturator with soft clip-on for a bit of edge, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive. Drum bus can add punch and grit, but don't overdo it. You want crunch and control, not smashed confusion. Now let's shape the actual breakdown groove. The key idea here is that even when the section gets stripped back, it still needs to feel like drum and bass. So keep some rhythmic anchor active. That might be the ghost snare, a rim shot, a chopped hat pattern, or a little fragment of the break. If everything disappears completely, the energy can collapse. In jungle and old school DNB, there should still be a pulse, even when the low end is gone. A strong breakdown often works in phases. In the first four bars, you can keep the full break feeling present, but filter it down a bit. Let the bass stay in, but reduced. Add a little ambience underneath. In bars 5 to 8, thin the kick pattern and let the break chops become more obvious. In bars 9 to 12, you can drop the bass out or filter it heavily, then start layering delay throws, reverse cymbals, or noise riders. In the final four bars, bring the tension up again with a fill. Open the filter and prepare the return to the drop. That's a very DJ-readable structure because it gives people clear landmarks. The phrase keeps moving, but the energy is descending and then rebuilding in a way that makes sense. For the bass, keep control of the low end with automation. A good chain here is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, and maybe utility. During the breakdown, automate the low-pass filter down, reduce volume a few dB if needed, and if the bass is too aggressive, ease back the drive a little. Then gradually reopen the filter before the drop. If you're using a rack for bass, map some macros so you can move quickly. Filter cutoff, resonance, drive, sublevel, mid-bass level, and width. A really effective breakdown move is to keep only the mid-bass texture at first, then reintroduce the sub right before the drop. That gives you contrast without making the section feel empty. Now let's talk phrasing, because this is where the DJ-friendly part really matters. In drum and bass, 8, 16, and 32-bar structures are easy to read and mix, so make your breakdown start on a clean phrase boundary and end with a clear turnaround. A great workflow is to copy the drop section, then strip it down. Remove the sub, thin the drums, add FX and automation. Shape the final bar so it points back into the drop. It's a fast, effective way to create a breakdown that still feels connected to the main tune. Atmosphere is where you can really sell the vibe for this style. Think Dubwise space, grainy textures, and a bit of darkness. Stock Ableton devices like Reverb, Echo, Hybrid Reverb, Auto Filter, Vinyl Distortion, Redux, Erosion, or Frequency Shifter can all help. On a return track, you might use Reverb, with a decay of around 2.5 to 6 seconds and a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, then Echo with moderate feedback and filtered repeats. You can automate the filter on the return so the space evolves over time. This is the place for snare delays, reverse crashes, vocal throws, and a little crackle or room tone. Those small details make the breakdown feel like a real space, not just a dropped-in arrangement edit. It can feel like a dark warehouse moment before the drop lands. And of course, the turnaround matters. The final bar or two should clearly signal what's coming next. You can build a fill with snare rolls, kick pickups, break reverses, a sub drop, or an impact. In Ableton Live 12, you can use repeated MIDI notes for a roll, clip automation for a filter rise, audio reversal on a crash, or a variation in your drum rack to swap in a fill pattern. A classic move is to mute the bass, let the snare fill rise over one bar, add a reverse crash in the final half bar, then cut almost everything for a beat before the drop comes back in full. That tiny pocket of silence can make the drop hit way harder. When you're arranging, think like a selector. Ask yourself, does the breakdown have a clear 8 or 16 bar phrase? Is it still danceable in the first half? Is there enough room for a DJ to mix in? Does the return to the drop feel obvious? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. A few things to watch out for. Don't make the breakdown so ambient that the tune loses its pulse. Don't remove the backbeat completely unless you really mean to. Don't flood it with too many effects, because then the section feels cluttered and fake. And don't forget the low end. A filtered bass can still muddy the mix if the sub frequencies aren't under control. Also, if your final bar doesn't clearly lead back into the drop, the whole section can feel flat. For a darker, heavier DNB sound, use saturation carefully. A little grit goes a long way. Keep the sub mono with utility, keep the bass clean in the low end, and use filter automation instead of stacking too many layers. Sometimes the heaviest thing you can do is leave space. Here's a really good practice move. Build a 16-bar DJ-friendly breakdown using only stock Ableton devices. Use one breakbeat loop or chop drum rack, one bass track, one atmosphere layer, and no more than two FX elements. Structure it like this. Bars 1 to 4 are filtered break plus bass. Bars 5 to 8 are thinner drums and reduced bass. Bars 9 to 12 have the bass out and the atmosphere up. And bars 13 to 16 are the fill and drop prep. On the break bus, use EQ 8, drum bus, and auto filter. On bass, use auto filter, saturator, and utility. On the FX return, use reverb and echo. The goal is to make something a DJ could actually mix into and out of without awkward dead space. If you want to go further, try a second version of the breakdown that's either shorter, longer, more stripped and dubby, more aggressive and chopped, or more spacious and eerie. Compare the two and ask yourself which one gives DJs the clearest entry point, which one feels best in a club, and which one returns to the drop with the most impact. So the big takeaway is this. A strong breakdown for jungle or old-school DNB is not just about subtracting elements. It's about managing energy in layers. Keep one anchor active. Use subtle automation. Make the first half recognizable. Make the last two bars do the heavy lifting. And always think about how the section works on a dance floor, not just in headphones. That's how you turn a simple breakdown into a proper DJ tool. Tight, heavy, readable, and full of character. Let's move on and make it hit.